For weeks, the state has been battling with its largest online charter school, the Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow, or ECOT, over how it records the number of hours its more than 15,000 students spend learning. Those hours are critical to the funding of ECOT and all charter schools. Now, three more online charters just received letters from the Ohio Department of Education detailing issues in the way they track student instruction. The challenge for these e-schools is to document and record each individual student and how much time they spend in school participating in learning opportunities. Chad Aldis is with the pro-school choice group, the Fordham Institute, which also operates some charter schools in Ohio. As Aldis explains, these learning opportunity reviews are vital because they're tied to funding.
It's sort of an audit process that's done each year to look at the student numbers, how much in the way of classes and learning opportunities the student had, to try to determine if the numbers the school was paid for match up with the learning opportunities that were actually engaged in by students.
But the education department said three schools fell short of being able to show a total number of participation hours. The Buckeye Online School for Success, or BOSS, uses what's known as a bell schedule. A student has to log in for each class during the day, and if that student misses a class, they can log in later to catch up. But ODE says BOSS doesn't have software to accumulate learning opportunity hours by day, month, and year. The same goes for the Quaker Digital Academy. The Virtual Community School, or VCS, offers 41 programs for students to use to learn. But according to ODE, only two of those programs track the hours, and one relies on parental documentation. Aldis says these reviews show that e-schools are still in the early stages of figuring out how to measure up to the state's standards on attendance. If that's the case, is it fair to dock a school's funding while they make adjustments?
That's a really tough question. If they were going against the recommendations and advice of the department and the instructions, if those instructions are clear and they just chose to not follow that, then I think you're in a different spot. Then I think, you know, repayment and stuff would be a likely result.
The issue of learning opportunities has been big in the battle between ECOT and the state. ECOT has been using a process where teachers certify the amount of learning opportunities, but the state wanted to use student login information. These evaluations are known as full-time equivalent, or FTE, reviews. Each student needs to reach 920 hours to be considered full-time. If the state finds fewer full-time students than a school has claimed, it could claw back some or even most of the school's funding. ECOT consultant Neil Clark says these latest reviews show that Ohio's e-schools aren't able to live up to the standards the state is laying out.
None of the e-schools were prepared for this. So yes, it is comforting in the sense that it proves our point that nobody anticipated that supplemental would no longer be used to certify the 920 hours.
But there's a difference between using parent or teacher certification as supplemental information and a total reliance on that system instead of through login documentation. The Ohio Department of Education has not been commenting on this issue because of the pending lawsuit. However, those who come to the defense of the ODE say the department has spelled out these requirements in a manual from last year, so e-schools should have known and followed the rules. There's no word yet on if these three schools in the latest FTE reviews will face consequences. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.